Oh, we just go?
We just go. She's already recording. All this has been recorded.
I thought there's like, you know,
go. Hello, friends. Welcome back to This Week on Channel 9. This week we have a new guest. It's the Poon. Why don't you introduce yourself, Jason?
Jason the Poon. That is my Twitter handle. This is my first time on Channel 9. It's kind of nerve-wracking seeing these
bright
lights.
Hopefully it's not going to be your last.
And cameras? Hopefully not. Hopefully.
We'll decide after this.
It's an audition. Okay.
It is.
So a little bit about me. I'm native of Vancouver, Canada. Kind of worked here at Microsoft about 5 years now. Prior to my current stint here with DX, kind of a sister team of Nicola. I've been working on the Windows Phone Services team, and now I'm here with Nicola for giving you this
session. Any projects you're working on?
Right now, I'm working, kind of giving ground support to a Microsoft Ventures Accelerator that's happening in Seattle. It's wrapping up this week, so they're demoing they're pitching all their stuff to their VCs this week, this Friday in Seattle.
Do you have any other decisions or no?
Decisions?
Yeah.
No, I don't have the money.
Oh, you don't have the money.
I have the typing. I have the code.
Oh, okay. You do the hard work. Somebody else gives the money.
Yeah. Right. That's how it goes.
Let's talk about the news. Ready? There's one more build release for Windows 10. There's like a new build release every few days. It's like you can't keep track of this thing.
We're getting close, right?
We're getting close. It's like 3 weeks to go, right? July 29th is going to be RTM.
Yep.
It's going to be final load, but as soon as you install the latest build, there's a new build, and you're like, oh, okay, I got to install the new build.
But I'm excited for Windows 10.
This build actually fixes a lot of bugs. There's a lot. Clint has a blog post on Windows blog, and when people know Clint here, he has done a lot of Channel 9 videos. But he's talking about also we released a new SDK preview for the tools at the same time as we released this build. So 10,166, we have a build for Windows and a build for the SDK. So a lot of new bug fixes, as I hear, and a lot of new cool stuff happening. We're getting very close, very exciting. Can't wait. Okay, next topic. Band. We love the band.
Yes.
You don't have a band.
I don't have a band, sorry. I'm not.
How did I even invite you to this thing?
I've tried the Microsoft Band, I tried the Fitbit, I've just never into that kind of stuff. I like data.
I guess it's not for everybody.
Yeah.
You have to be at like some level to, you know.
Whatever makes you sleep at night, Nicola. Whatever makes you sleep at night. But Microsoft Band kind of released some APIs recently, so now you can develop web tiles. So you can actually develop kind of the how the stock ticker app has. Mm-hmm. You can develop your own. As well as they have access to the health vault now, or not the health vault, what's called
the health app.
Health, Microsoft Health.
The health cloud APIs, yeah.
So now you can get access to all the activities, all the summaries, straight from the cloud.
Cool. I also heard they also released a new tool to do the web tiles too, right?
Did they?
Yeah, there's a new tool. You can actually even go into the editor. You can actually just use a very visual way to just create these web tiles. It takes like 5 minutes.
Damn, okay.
You just pull in your data and then you have a web tile on the band.
Oh, that's
on
neat.
Any platform.
That's neat. I'm just used to the old style.
Like,
just
why even just
code?
Program now? Just do everything visually. It's like
anymore.
In Star Trek, and do computer, do this. Okay.
Oh, it's kind of scary.
We're going to get there one day.
Job security, man. It's gone.
Another update. I mean, we have so many updates this week. Visual Studio Code update.
Yes.
Pretty cool, right?
Yes. It's one of the major things in this one is ECMA 6 script. ECMA script 6 or ECMA 2015.
Yeah. Update. So it's fully supported now. And not just that, we also did a lot of cool updates in the way that we support Git with credentials. We do some snippet support. There's all kinds of new updates. We keep updating code very, really quickly. And Sean has actually a really good blog post on all the new stuff that we've done with code for this release. And for those that don't know what code is, it's our new text editor, not text editor, new IDE that we released at build, and it works on Mac, Linux, Windows. It's all open source. It's essentially Visual Studio for all the platforms.
For free?
It's like everywhere.
Open source.
Open source and free, yeah.
Yeah. And support for ECMA 6 now.
Uses open source, yeah. Next topic is Roslyn. Roslyn. So Roslyn has been open source for a while now, and we've had a lot of people actually contribute. They spent time of their day. I don't know why they would do this, but they spend time of their day.
Because they're
their free
awesome,
time.
That's why.
Yes, I guess they are. I'm not awesome enough. But there's 45 Roslyn contributions from the community, 29 contributions to Visual F#, from the community, from people taking time with their life. They could have been watching movies. They could have been playing out with their kids. You know, do all kinds of other stuff. You play hockey. They could have been playing hockey.
Yeah.
You know, they did this.
Instead, they did this awesome contribution to their project.
And they improved the product for everybody. And we wanted to recognize that. And we sent them cups. And actually, they're pretty cool cups.
I haven't got my cup yet. Can you check on that for me?
Did you submit any contributions?
Is that a prerequisite?
That is a kind of big thing.
Okay.
You can try to reach out to Casey here that wrote the blog post. Maybe she can send us a cup, but I'm pretty sure you have to actually contribute something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not even that, just to kind of extend Roslyn and Visual F Sharp were kind of the two projects that we mentioned here, but you know, a lot of Microsoft products have an open source now, like .NET. For instance,
we have a lot of contributions from the community. There's actually even a GitHub where people can submit their samples and all kinds of stuff for other people to use. It's not just the product, it's also documentation, everything that's just being open source.
And we check it actively. So pull requests are accepted, give us issues and whatnot.
I won't take a look at the pull request, somebody else will, but you should send them out. Westminster. So for those that don't know, Project Westminster is one of the bridges that we have for the Universal Windows Platform. It's the ability to bring in your existing websites or web applications to the Universal Windows Platform. And Kirill, who's an engineer on the Microsoft Edge Web Apps team, wrote an awesome blog post that details the steps they need to take your web application and make it into an application in Universal Windows Platform, and then use a lot of the native functionality that are on the platform. Like, you can use Cortana. You can use all the cool things that we have in Windows 10, like the live tiles, notifications. Everything that's native can basically take advantage of just by using a Project Westminster. And it's really easy to use in just Visual Studio 2015. Use your URL to your application, give access to all the native APIs, and then you just start coding in JavaScript.
You always say code JavaScript. Okay.
It's actually all stored on and kept on your service, on your server. All the JavaScript, everything can be on your web server. And everything can just access all the native applications as long as it's loaded into.
All right. So no Cordova.
Not for this, but we do have other platforms that use Cordova. For example, Manifold.js. I don't know if you heard of that one. That Manifold.js can use Cordova to take a web application, and it can make not just projects for Universal Windows Platform, but it can use Cordova to make projects for Android, iOS, all many different platforms.
That's the one. Manifold.js is the one where you can input a website, and it'll just create all your templates for you.
It creates all the manifests, and you just compile.
One-step shop to delivering your app to kind of all the platforms out there.
It's all open source, too. Pretty cool.
That's kind of the theme, open source for the community.
Imagine Cup. Who here's a kid? I'm a kid. I like to be a kid.
My back started hurting yesterday. So
you're getting old.
That was the milestone of I'm no longer a child.
It's okay. Your fiance is in the medical field. She'll fix you.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Imagine Cup released three new coding kits for kids to get started with development. And this is amazing because they're super easy. You get started with this world of coding and development in a really easy and fun way. And people can get used to how the environment works. They can start playing these cool different games they want to play. And these games are pretty fun. And you can just go on the website and you can actually just go to the kids. And not just for kids. I mean, I would do this. I'm not into game development that much, but I should be.
You could be. It's very easily.
Yeah.
Very easily.
I should definitely do this. Bucks, who wants free stuff? I want free stuff.
Who doesn't?
Doesn't matter what it is. It's free. Give it to me.
And it's free education here we're talking about.
So you should not go to school?
No.
No, you don't say that. Don't say that. No, you should go to school. Kids.
School is very important. We both went to school.
We did.
It was a great time for us. It was a great time.
It was a pretty good time, yeah, I agree.
School was
fun. But
in addition to school, we have all these free books.
Eric wrote a blog post where he's giving away, he says, millions of free Microsoft eBooks. So they've been giving away Microsoft books for a year now, and they've given away like 500 different books for free. People can just download eBooks. And apparently there are about 3.5 million downloads of these books already. And now, in just one shot, they released millions of these free ebooks. And they're on everything. Windows 10, Windows 8.1, Office, SharePoint, Dynamic. There's everything in here.
I should see keywords of like every Microsoft product.
There's a book for your whole lifetime here, even more. I don't know how many lifetimes you will need to read all these books. You can learn everything.
I think that's a challenge to our listeners, right? To try to
Who reads more books can get a cup from me. I'll buy you a cup.
All right.
Let's do that. And we also have a little update on Xbox Music.
Yes, on the Xbox Music front, is recently renamed to Groove. So Xbox Music is now Groove.
Get into the groove.
Get into the groove. Groove, yeah. You know what I really liked about Xbox Music, or Groove, sorry.
Groove
is that you put your stuff in one, you put your music files in OneDrive, and then automatically plays on all your devices.
And you have them everywhere. You can access them everywhere.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. That's awesome. Cool. I like it.
Cool. And you know they've done a lot of updates on Groove. It's part of Windows 10 now. They've also renamed Xbox Video to Movies and TV as well. And they've done a lot of cool new stuff. And all these applications, Universal Windows Plot applications, which I think is super cool, because the same application runs on all the Windows 10 devices. It's amazing. Anyway, let's get into the peaks of the week. So what's your peak of the week, Jason?
Oh, man, this one's big. This one's big. So we got HoloLens for research. So now HoloLens is taking research applications for, you know, I'm not sure what the topics are. They kind of outlined goals in which they want the research kind of targeted, the topics. But just set your proposal in, and then we give, do you remember the grant?
We give about, I think, up to $100,000 per proposal if you win.
But and forget the money. You also get two HoloLens. Two HoloLenses to play with, or to research with.
Can we submit one of these research grants? Maybe we can do some research.
Maybe,
you know,
maybe.
I'll
leave it to the experts, though. I'll leave it to the experts.
Hey, I can code.
So you think.
Anyway, I'm not going to get into that now. We don't have that much time. My pick of the week is actually we released Office 2016 now for Mac, and it's already here. So if you're an Office 365 user, you can download the Office for Mac now. And the cool thing here is we've had a preview for Office 2016 for Mac for a while. And in the blog post that we have on the Office blog, talks about all the feedback that we received on that. So it's amazing to see how much feedback we're receiving from all these different products, how much it is improving the platform. But what I think it's actually pretty cool is, I don't know, at Build, we had a talk from the Office team about how they're building the Office platform on all the different devices and different form factors and Android, iOS, and Mac and everything. And it's amazing how much of this code is actually shared across all this platform. So if you haven't actually seen that talk, I think it's amazing. It just talks about all the cool things, how they're separating the C++ code and how they're making all the visual and all the UI experience, how they're sharing as much code as possible. And it's amazing how quickly we can now make an improvement on one platform and can just be shared across all the different platforms. All the platforms just get all the benefits of that. It's amazing. On
sharing is caring.
Yes, you should share stuff with me more often.
Okay.
I think that's all we got for today. So thank you, Jason, for joining. Hopefully we'll see you again. And thanks everyone for joining. We'll see you next week. Right.